This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden says U.S. support for the Philippines and Japan defense is ironclad amid the growing China provocations. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Biden gathered with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House in the midst of growing concern about provocative Chinese military action in the Indo-Pacific.
When we stand as one, we're able to forge a better future for all. And that's what this new trilat is all about, in my view.
The U.S. and the Philippines have had a mutual treaty in place for more than 70 years. Biden's forceful reinforcement of the American commitment comes in the midst of persistent skirmishes between the Philippine and Chinese coast guards in the disputed South China Sea. Norman Hall, Washington.
Israel is keeping up its war in Gaza, but is also preparing for scenarios in other areas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday, amid concern that Iran was preparing to strike Israel in response for the killing of senior Iranian commanders. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Israel has not claimed the killings, but Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said on Wednesday Israel must be punished, and it shall be for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Iran was threatening to launch a significant attack in Israel, while Germany and Russia have both called on countries in the Middle East to show restraint. Tehran has avoided direct confrontation with Israel or the United States, with Iran-backed groups declaring support for the Palestinians, waging attacks from Lebanon, Yemen and Iraq. Most Israeli troops have pulled out of Gaza in preparation for an assault on the southern city of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani faces bank fraud charges in a sports betting case. AP correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Federal. The judge ordered Trump to curtail inflammatory speech on his social media platform.
Federal authorities have charged the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani with federal bank fraud. Prosecutors allege that interpreter Ippe Mizuhara stole more than $16 million from the Japanese sensation to cover gambling debts. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada announced the charges Thursday at a press conference in Los Angeles.
In 2021, Mr. Mizuhara began placing sports bets with a group of bookmakers who were linked to an illegal gambling operation. Over time, Mr. Mizuhara's bets became more and more frequent.
Mizuhara was abruptly fired by the team after the scandal surfaced last month, and Major League Baseball opened a separate investigation. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has mocked a planned round of Ukraine peace talks in Switzerland, warning that Moscow will not accept any enforced agreements, ignoring its interests. Switzerland's government said Wednesday it will host a high-level international conference in June to help chart a path toward peace in Ukraine after more than 2 years of fighting, and expressed hope that Russia would join the peace process someday. Putin claimed Russia hadn't been invited to join June's talks, even as Swiss officials recognized that a peace process can't happen without Russia. Russia has dismissed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's peace formula, requiring Moscow to pull back its troops, pay compensation to Ukraine, and face an international tribunal for its actions. Trump tests the limits of a gag order with posts insulting two likely witnesses in his criminal trial, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The judge ordered Trump to curtail inflammatory speech on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump called his former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen and adult film actor Stormy Daniels two sleazebags, saying they have, with their lies and misrepresentations, cost the country dearly. Both are expected to testify. Judge Juan Mershon barred Trump from making public statements about probable trial witnesses. He did not give specific examples of what types of statements about witnesses were banned. Trump is allowed to make critical comments about the judge himself and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. He has said the gag order violates his free speech rights. The trial is scheduled to start Monday. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexico's president says his country is demanding that the United Nations expel Ecuador from the world body as part of a complaint to the top UN court over Ecuador's police raid last week on the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass, who had been holed up there seeking asylum in Mexico. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.